T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
First off, the legalization of marijuana in New York, you're going to be seeking public input. Please tell us how that's going to work.
Well, so far we've, I'm going to say we probably are going to do at least 4 or maybe 5 public events across the state where we would be seeking both experts on the topic, other states that have done it, to find out what worked for them, what didn't. And certainly any citizen who has input that they would like to add, whether it's pro or con, I think it's our opportunity to hear what the people say about the idea.
How key is this in the process to legalize marijuana in New York?
I think it's important. It's a big issue. It impacts, you know, a lot of people, and I think it's important for us to have conversations with the citizen base as well as experts on the topic before we make real decisions. As you know, many states around us and even Canada have gone legal, and not that we need to do what everybody else has done, but we do need to recognize the fact that we have people in our state who are avid users on a somewhat regular basis, and some of them end up being incarcerated from it, and some of them don't. And so that needs to change, and so we're looking to try to rectify that as well.
What are some of the other elements in the process that still have to happen for marijuana legalization for adult use in New York?
Well, I'm sure you know the governor has a work group that he has put together. It's made up of essentially every agency of the state, including law enforcement, health department, agriculture and marketing, mental health department. Every department you can imagine is made up of his work group. And so they're looking at the results of the study that came out of the health department. And so at the end of the day, something will have to be proposed. Right now, the legislation that I have already proposed, I think, is good legislation. It maybe needs to be tweaked. There are a couple of amendments that we'd like to make. But, you know, this is a process of something that has to be passed in both the Senate and the Assembly. It has to look the same, and it has to arrive at the governor. It has to be something that he'll sign. So given that there are 3 entities in government to work on this initiative, the Assembly is going to use the basis of the bill that I've introduced to go out into across the state and hear from the people.
What's been the response from your constituents so far?
Fairly favorable. By and large, most people do think it's something that should happen, mostly because they see the number of particularly black and brown young men and women who are incarcerated as a result of it and literally come back into communities unable to work or not able to get a job, unable to get access to Pell Grants to go to college, and even actually unable to even live in public housing. And so essentially, incarcerating people for something that in some cases people now use legally as a medical product, or in some cases people use illegally underground that never get arrested for it, it just doesn't seem fair. So there's a social justice piece of it. And then, of course, there's an opportunity to generate resources that we're able to reinvest in communities that have been disenfranchised as a result of the mass incarceration. There is a negative impact to that, to a lot of communities. And, I think that, there are opportunities to regulate in a way that not only protects the public safety, but, allows an opportunity for resources to be garnered to, further contribute to community schools and or, as I said earlier, reinvest in neighborhoods that have been literally decimated as a result of the mass incarceration.
How long do you think this process will take from the public hearings and getting the bill together to this actually becoming law?
I think we've had our bill in for 4 years. And so there's been conversation about it in Albany, in and around the state. There have been at least a couple public hearings on the topic. I want to say we did a hearing in Buffalo after the second year. And so we're still talking about this. So I suspect that this is something that should you know, happen relatively quickly. I'd like to see it happen in next session. I'm not sure that will happen, but that's going to be the effort that I'm going to work towards. I think it's going to call for a lot of public education, and I think it's something that people should be aware that it's all around us, and we can either choose to continue spending money on criminal justice, or we can choose to, you know, save those dollars and take what we are able to get as a result of those savings and reinvest it in communities that are in desperate need.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.